Welcome, everyone. Today is June 15th, 2026, and Ortal and I are the keeper of this wonderful program that Sun has, which is our teleclass, where we have invited guests, thought leaders, interesting people, fellow colleagues, take time and come to share with us. And today we have the, I'll start and you can add what I miss, Ortal. But don't take more than 25 minutes introducing her, please, because she has a lot. No, I said, I was kidding. I said, don't, you, when you do it, don't take more than 25 minutes because there's so much to say about her. She is the Director of Engineering and Digital Ocean. I like that because the Atlantic Ocean I'm looking at didn't know that you were the Director of Engineering Digital Ocean. And she is a strategic influencer and an executive presence influencer. That enough would get you to want her to come. Her program supports tech leadership who want to be recognized, respected, and promoted, but find themselves invisible in the setting and stuck. Maybe you've been in those situations, or you certainly have clients in those situations. She is a tech enthusiast, yes, so you're in the right meeting here, who is passionate about helping people grow, lead, and thrive in the tech industry. And she's done this for 20 years already and obviously is committed to and has a deep love for coaching and a growing passion for AI. So this is going to be interesting. I'm not going to say what you're going to give us. I have that here. I'm going to let you surprise us, Limor. So did you want to add anything or tell? No. Okay. Oh, not those things. Of course, I won't mention those. Here we go. Let's get serious. Limor, welcome. And your title is The Master AI for Coaches. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Terry, for the warm introduction and for having me here. By the way, you mentioned recording. Are we recording?
I am. I have a private recorder, so Zoom doesn't get what it wants. It is on. Thank you for checking.
I just wanted to check. Can I share my screen?
Certainly. I should have realized that at the very beginning. You just have to accept it now.
All right. So I was thinking with I was brainstorming with Ortal what we should talk about, and based on my understanding of this group and the type of discussions that you usually like, I decided to have a discussion about AI in regards to coaching and ethics. So how do we use AI with regards to ethics in coaching practice? So hopefully it will be more discussion than a lecture. And I wanted to start off with a question to all of you. And think about you as a client rather than a coach. Would you feel comfortable if your coach was using an AI note taker in your session without telling you? A quick question, do you all know what is an AI note taker, or anyone doesn't know what it is?
Limor, if we use the note taker, they can see it, or there is some option that they cannot see it?
So they, not necessarily.
Oh, I didn't know that.
We'll show
okay.
You there are tools that are not connecting actually to mm-hmm. AI quite heavily. You cannot see it.
Okay. As a client, of course. As a client, of course, I will not like it that they use it without sharing and asking my permission.
Without asking your permission, assuming that it's just used for note taking, it's not recording the call or anything.
Yeah. I prefer that they will ask me and then I will, yeah, usually I don't care.
Anyone else has an opinion?
Yeah, I would probably feel uncomfortable, and I have two clients I can think about who would be very uncomfortable.
And why is that, Julia?
Why would I feel uncomfortable as a coach?
As a client.
As a client?
You know, let's assume I'm your coach, you are my client. I'm using AI Notetaker, I'm not letting you know. And I'm using it for just summarizing the session for me.
Yeah, because I don't know enough about AI, so I don't know how, like, who else is going to be able to see those notes. And it's just this big, wide unknown that creates anxiety.
Okay. So it's the anxiety about the unknown, how it's being used, what it is.
And sort of this feeling that we don't even know what we don't know, like who can get access to this data, even though I, you know, normally I don't have much to hide, like, you know, I don't do anything that I would be worth looking at, but still it doesn't feel, the container feels broken.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else?
I can say one thing.
Yes, Terry.
As a coach educator, not as a coach, I have a student whom I do give permission because he uses that in a very wise way to look at his own, when we role play and he's the client, we use it to our advantage. It does a better job than certainly my ears do, or even my hand, note-taking.
Mm-hmm.
So I have two roles, one coach-client, not all that comfortable, and one student-educator, and there I'm more comfortable.
So you're saying, Terry, that as an educator you feel comfortable?
If I know the student well enough. And I usually do get to know. I do one-on-one only, so I get to know people pretty well and pretty deeply. So, yes, I would trust that.
Okay. David? Or I don't know if I pronounced your name properly.
Yes. One of the problems for me is that I don't agree with a behavior like this because the first one is that I don't know where my information and what I am discussing with my coach will be delivered or registered in which cloud will be recorded and used by the AI in some way. The second one is that about the feeling of faith with the coach, because I hope my coach inform me about what is recorded in paper or in notes or in tape, for example, wherever he wants. Usually when ICF asks a coach to register, record a session, we have to inform our client about it. And the same is about an AI program. Mm-hmm.
So I'm hearing two things, David. One is about unknown of this tool, how it's using the data and so forth. And the second one is about,
the relationship between coach and coachee.
Mm-hmm. And the same way that we need to ask permission for recording a session, AI applies in a similar fashion.
The minimum. Because the recording is less dangerous than an AI use. Because the recording is physical or in my personal computer. the AI program is recording in the cloud, where we don't know where is this cloud, for example.
What about recording to the cloud? I mean, for example, because Zoom, you can record a session to the Zoom cloud.
For example, yes. And so we ask people if they want to be recorded before starting a session in Zoom. And because I agree to record something and put it in the cloud where I don't know what it is and what kind of guarantees are gave to the people participating to this meeting. If I know I am recorded, I can decide how much or less participate and inform the people about myself, for example. In a coaching session, it's the same. If I don't know I am recorded, could be that I speak about something I don't want to give this kind of this profound informations.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. Thank you for sharing. That's kind of, you know, we'll move on for the sake of time. So I don't need to introduce you myself. I mean, I think Terry introduced me wonderfully. I'm very passionate about AI. I use AI tools all the time, and I think it can really help us as coaches. This is my personal opinion, and I'm happy to have this discussion. And two quick questions I want to ask you here. First is, how many of you are even using, if any of you, using AI note-taking tools in coaching-related conversations? Have any of you used it at all?
I use it only for, with permission, when I record a conversation. There is a platform that I use that's called Wundamental, that it connected to the competencies of ICF markers, and I prepare myself to the MCC recording, so it gives me feedback. But I'm not using it as summarize the meeting or sending something to the client, although it can do that. I use it only for that purpose.
Okay, so using Wundamental for the purpose of improving.
Preparing myself, yeah, exactly.
Rather than helping you with summarizing or follow up and so forth.
Yeah, till now. Maybe.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And other than Ortal, anyone else has used any AI tools with regard to your coaching sessions? I don't see any response, so I assume no. Okay.
It's a transcription is considered an AI note-taking tool?
So depending on the tool, I can share a tool I'm using, the tool I really like. Okay. It's called Granola. It's an application you install on Windows or Mac. And it's using the transcription of the call. It's not recording the call itself. It is using the transcription.
Mm-hmm.
And I can share that in the chat. The link to the security page, so you can actually understand a little bit more about security implications of using this tool. Okay, so in my opinion,
I use sometimes on Zoom, I use their transcription session, and mm-hmm. I use it with the permission of the client, and mm-hmm. Usually I send them, if they want, I suggest and I send them the transcription as is, without touching it.
Mm-hmm. The meeting summary that Zoom sent you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So personally, I believe that it's here to stay and we'll explore it together. So I'm just showing you here a fraction of the tools. There are so many. I'm not saying those are the only tools. So I mentioned Granola, Nahum mentioned Zoom. Obviously Zoom has its own AI. And there are others. Other, Fathom, Fireflies, there are others. What I don't like so much about Fathom and Fireflies that they are joining the call and recording it. I don't like it. And Zoom AI is not recording, unless you record Zoom call, but it's not recording the call. And those are kind of the use cases. And so transcribing, obviously, summarizing it, and extracting some action items. And also you can follow up, and I can share with you how I do it on Granola. Those are kind of the use cases. And the question, in my opinion, is not whether we can use it, it's rather should we use it and how. And feel free to stop me at any point. I looked at them at the Code of Ethics, the updated one, and I didn't find a lot on AI. So the only sentence actually can actually pull the Code of Ethics. So this is the only mention, hopefully you can see it, let me zoom in.
Go back 1 second.
So section 2.5 is the only reference, direct reference to AI. Have you seen it before? Have you, I don't know how much you read the Code of Ethics, but have you seen it?
Everyone should say yes.
Everyone should say yes. So basically it says here that we should fulfill ethical and legal obligations to our clients. And to any systems that we use, including AI, but it could be other software as well. That's the only thing I could see. It's very vague. It's not providing us specific guidelines. And other subsections refer to the coaching agreement, the confidentiality, and storing of information, which is kind of related. So obviously those sections here. So 1.1, 2.1, and 2.3 and 2.4. And what I was thinking is that we can look at those core competencies and try to assess them through the AI angle. So what AI changes, if it does, any of those core competencies? And I don't think we can cover all of them. So I was thinking that maybe we can pick at least first one to start with. And would love to hear from you in the chat, which one would you want to start with? You can just type the number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and we'll
3
see.
Looks interesting.
Sorry?
Number 3 looks interesting.
3 looks interesting to you, Nahum. Yeah, you can chat, you can put in the chat or say 2, or tell us 2, and we'll see how many we get. 2, 3. before. We got it. Okay, three and four. Okay, so let's start with three. Actually, they are kind of related in a way. Okay. Actually, so three, yeah, we got kind of similar. One, two, so all of them. Let's start with number three, maintaining presence. And how can AI help us with maintaining presence in coaching? I'll stop sharing. And I can share how it works for me, and then we can have a discussion. So, as I said, I'm using Ranola. I'm telling the client, hey, I'm using Ranola. I think, to me, based on what I checked, it's good enough, security-wise, because it's not storing a recording. I can always remove. I can actually share with you, too. Is it interesting to share how it looks like?
Yes, sure.
Let's see if I can... Okay. Okay, let me... okay, I'll just go to one... this is not a coaching call. This is just a podcast interview that I did. So... You can organize it based on folders. By default, all the recordings are private, and you can see that after the recording, it's not recording actually, after the transcription, you get summary, high-level summary of what we talked about, and you can chat with Ranola. You can ask some questions. It has some shortcuts here, but you can also, you know, write a follow-up email or whatever. Write a piece of content, whatever you want. Tell me how I was. Give me feedback. You can chat with it.
Limor, I have a question. So, okay, for example, you're doing it on Zoom, and then the Ranola is... The client, for example, if he allowed that... It's like,
it's in the background. You don't see
in the background. Mm. Wow.
What you see when you have a conversation?
Mm-hmm. You have a feature. You need to press on that it will start, and then
you need to start it. It doesn't start automatically. You have to manually start it,
mm-hmm.
and then you don't see anything during the call. It just kind of transcribe automatically. Mm-hmm. Only at the end of it. It kind of give you this summary.
And it save on your computer or in outside server?
On the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
On the cloud. And yes, I sent you the security. You can take a look at it.
Okay.
Specifically.
Not a question. Do you share with the client that you are using it?
Yes.
And it works well in Hebrew?
Not so well. I'm mainly coaching in English, so...
Yeah.
Hebrew is not so well. And I just want to touch the kind of the core competency of maintaining presence and kind of discuss how it helps me. Oh, Dalia is here. Hi.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Fine, I'm glad to see you here.
As
a matter of fact, we didn't speak in English. Never, on English.
Yeah.
I don't use AI in my coaching, not recording, and if there is summary in Hebrew, so it's a disaster, it's not a real Hebrew, it's Hebrewish or something. I feel about, if I'm talking about being present, is about being fully fully conscious. And I feel if there is even those writing, those words down there or on the side, or I don't know, I feel there is a third entity in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm not, I don't think I would feel presence with my client. I think it disturbs me also sometimes, even if it's in English, I'm going with my eyes to read the transcription even here, or I don't know how does granola is shown when we are coaching. I don't know.
It works in the background. You don't see.
You don't see it.
No, okay. It's an application. You just click start, and you don't see anything during the call. It's only providing you the summary after the call ended, and I don't look at it during the call.
It's not like here that you have the transcript when you are talking.
No.
Anyway, it would feel that there is a third entity in the room. That's my my concern.
So you're saying for you it's something that actually reduces your presence.
It might reduce
negative presence. On your coaching presence.
Yeah.
Thanks. Romina. Hi.
I agree with Dahlia. Hi.
Yes, you agree with Dahlia.
Well, it was interesting when you said at the beginning, you know, how to use this, and I was thinking, I think you asked a question, something like, does it have to, I don't remember the word you used, but in my mind it was the word I thought was, this is disturbing me. No, I want to explain myself well. I mean, talking about AI, there would be a disturbance for me, I think. Otherwise than learning from ourselves, I'm thinking, what is the purpose? So I don't know. I don't use it, so I don't know anything about it. I use it in my other things to make research or to write something, but I don't use it in coaching, and I feel it's like, I don't know. I feel it's like, I don't understand the purpose, because as I understand the coaching is, for me, is something, you know, it's a private space with the client, and it's like a connection. So I'm not understanding how this can be used.
Okay, so you're asking a question, how it can be even used?
Yes, thank you.
To improve our coaching presence. Okay, we have quite a bunch of people. I'll try to do it based on the order that I've seen, and I think the next one is David.
Don't worry, David. It's the same.
It's David.
It's David.
David. David.
About the presence, I think that it would be very useful, because I can stay more in the flow. But usually I use the notes, the handmade notes, for summarize what is important about the client I have to give back. So only a few words are necessary for me to maintain the presence and give back to the client what was happening in the session. And it could be useful, very useful for me after the session to review or analyze what happened during the session. But it's something that I don't know how useful could be for the client. So it could be for me something that I use not for the client but for me. This is the big question I'm asking now about.
So you're asking a question, David, if it's even going to be useful for you as a coach?
For me as a coach, it could be very useful. But I don't know if it would be useful also for the client. For me, because I can review what I did during the session and what I did well or not so well, for example. But I don't know if... Because my coaching is for the client, not for me. So if the client agree in using the AI, I egoista position, you know, selfish. I think I could be very selfish. I'm doing something for me, not for me.
We're talking here on the core competencies of maintaining coaching presence.
Okay, the presence could be facilitated by the AI in the first time, because I will not be distracted by the notes taken by hand, written.
Yeah.
But I can't use the notes taken by the AI without a distraction, because the notes taken by the AI are available only by reading it by the computer, for example. So I have to stop the session, read what was happening before, and then give back the client something, or not. If I take notes, I take very short notes to give back the client what was happening a few minutes before.
Okay. Terry?
Thank you. My head is just full of things here now, and I'm trying to organize them to make some sense. I have three things going on. Number one, I do take notes that mean, in shorthand, that mean something to me, and that's useful for me. If granola, I won't say AI anymore because I like what you gave as the criteria for granola, that kind of AI. If I use that, I wouldn't have to pay attention to it, and I would trust that I have that information after. So it brings up, my memory is not as sharp as it used to, and the memory that granola has definitely is better than mine. On the other hand, I have captions that I am using now. I'm dependent upon them. And they sometimes are very funny because they don't make sense. I don't know how good granola is. But I would actually, as a result of all this, I'll put it together. I'm going to experiment and see how I feel. And with all the data that I'm getting, the captions do not stay even long enough sometimes for me to read them. They are not recorded at all.
The captions is just during the call.
They're just, during the call.
The caption.
What I just said has already lifted itself and it's gone. It's just for in the moment. So that has to do with presence. That has very much to do with presence. If I hear something, don't understand it, have to go to the captions, I have maybe 1 second to capture that. So I think for my disability, I think AI actually, or granola AI, might provide a service to me. So I want to experiment and find out and see what it is.
Experiment. I recommend all of you to experiment with it, even not on a coaching call. It can be on a different call, not necessarily coaching. I want to ask Nahum, you raised your hand and you lowered it, so I just wanted to ask if you still have anything to say?
Yes, but thank you so much. Thank you so much for being so kind. Regarding your question, if there is no interference and intervening in the session itself, it doesn't bother me at all, and it doesn't disturb me to be present. In terms of what Davide, my good friend, said, everything I do is in the service of the client.
Mm-hmm.
So if I get better notes, if I get a summary, if I can look back either after the session, what I promised, what the coachee asked, or whatever, or which model we used, or whatever it is, it is all in service of the coachee. And if I can take a look at the notes 5-10 minutes before my session to remember what we were doing, so I capture my notes with handwriting, with my horrible handwriting, And sometimes I'm unable to read my notes, either in Hebrew or English or sometimes in other language. So it helps me a lot if there is somebody normal that takes some good notes. As for, also there's the question of memory. I am lucky to have a lot of many clients and a lot of sessions. If I don't make sure that between the sessions in 10-15 minutes, if I am not capturing most of the things that went on, I will not perform as well as I want to and as I can for my client. So in the moment when I flow and I dance with my client, I will be able to react to this or to that. And sometimes even after a few minutes, go back to the one word or two words, as Davide mentioned, and I do the same, and I would be able, you said, you know, 5 minutes ago, you said ABC, so why don't we check on that? Would you be willing to check on that? But if not, I'll forget or won't be able to capture my notes. And even when I, with Rocketbook, which I learned from Otan, with Rocketbook, I capture my handwriting and file it. Into my client file, and I go back.
Remarkable, not Rocketbook. Remarkable.
Mine is Rocketbook. I'm
old fashioned. Oh, so sorry. Yeah. Oh, okay.
I didn't get there yet. you are years, light years ahead of me.
They are new.
Yeah, I know. And so I sometimes even can't figure out what the hell I wrote. And if I already. Interrupted. I wanted to tell you, maybe you can say a couple words in the end if you will have time. If not, I'll ask you separately. My need as a coach is more than to capture the main points of the session. I would want it to be able to do more for me. And I'm looking, I'm actively searching for a tool that will be able to summarize what we did, to remember which models we used, what homework I gave, what homework was presented, not presented, etc. So it's really like a more coaching management tool, and I'm sure that there are a couple of them there too. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks, Nahum. And Lourdes?
Thank you. Well, first of all, thank you because you're raising my curiosity. I haven't tried, and I don't know what's going to happen, but I want to try it, because I'm sure, I presume that I will get free from certain parts of the coaching. For example, paying too much attention to the wording, and maybe I can focus more on the global, the atmosphere, the music of the, other things that are not so literal. So I think in that sense, it will help. And I've had clients that say, look, I've gone so deep during the conversation that I would like to remember everything. And I presume that there can be some clients that would love to have that, to have a transcription or notes or whatever, because then they feel like they are more in control of what they have said. So in that sense, I would like to experiment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Suzanne, do you still want to? I noticed you raised your hand.
In a way, I can see the advantages of this, using this tool, these kind of tools, but or just summarizing the call and so on. The only thing that usually when I'm fully present, I have some intuition, coming according to the conversation, and the AI doesn't catch that, if I understand correctly. And these kind of things I usually write down. So it would be a release for me not to write down everything, but the intuitions and the sensations that I have, I still have to write down them and maybe to combine them. And
it
might help.
And need a combination between a note taker and your own notes that are not related to maybe what the client said, but how you kind of experienced during the session.
And I don't know if using the AI won't be okay. There are some notes being taken, and I don't need to, but I don't know. I have to experience it.
And
I have not to trust.
Wrote a lot of other tools here. So thank you, Nathan, for sharing in the chat. Dalia?
Thanks. To tell you the truth, that the more we are talking, the more I'm asking myself, are we going to lose our coaching skills for AI? I mean, you're talking about taking notes. I don't know, you said homework. I don't know, and other things. Being present is being really fully conscious, right? And being also flexible. So I don't know what flexible might be, that flexible is using AI. But I feel that we might lose our coaching skills, our listening.
How do you see we're losing our coaching skills by using a tool that will... So for me, I'm using the tool just to help me instead of worrying about taking notes, because to me it's very important. Similar to what Nahum mentioned, I mean, I have a lot of clients. I cannot remember every single conversation, like, especially if there are things that I want to follow up on, I cannot remember everything. And I usually write, up until AI tools came to our life, I used to write everything down that I felt is important. And now with Granola, that really, I mean, I don't like, as I said, I don't like the tools that join the call. And I felt like Zoom AI was not good enough, at least based on what my experience. And Granola really frees me and allowed me to be fully present in the conversation. I don't have to worry about remembering what the client said after the call or taking notes. I'm fully in the conversation, listening to the client, seeing how they talk, watching them. So for me, it's a tool that enables me to be more present. So I'm wondering how you see that we're... I'm curious about what you mentioned. How is it going to jeopardize our coaching ability?
Well, we, you know, many, many, many years ago, we used to remember, we used to write it down on our own language, you know, and we used to, I mean, our own, maybe, how do you say, I forgot the word. I mean, we had some tools of maybe old age, I don't know. And I am in favor of AI in general. I use it a lot, but not in a coaching conversation yet. Maybe I will try the Granola and I say, wow, I'm glad I heard about it. But now, as I feel, I didn't say that it makes all those things that you just said, or that I just said. I think I'm wondering, because I feel that it might. It might. Some tools, you know, some personal tools that I have, it will go away. I want it. I like it like this. That's what I think. It doesn't have to be true.
That's...
Thank you.
Very, very interesting point. Otal?
There, you said one sentence that it's here to stay, and sometimes I feel that we need to how do you say it in English?
Improve.
It's more than improve, right? Because it's me understanding that the reality is going to change and I need to update myself as a coach. I need to take ownership. So for example, if he summarizes it, and it's our word, we need to go through that. Not that I take it and send it to the client. I need to go through that.
You mean upgrade. Upgrade.
Yeah, maybe upgrade. So I need to read it, to take ownership, to add things, to edit it maybe, to make it that it will be the client and me, and to be very specific, like tailor-made. So it's not that, I don't know exactly how you use it, but to take it and directly send it to the...
Implying that you should just copy and paste and add them.
So I feel that it's something that, it's a tool. It's not it's a replacement. Tool, yeah. I think everything that each of us think that can improve or can support us. One cannot hear, one cannot remember, one has a lot of caveats, doesn't matter what is the reason, right? We should try and then decide if it's fine with us or it's not serving the client and us. I'm very open to hear a lot, and thank you for sharing your experience. Thanks.
Yeah. And Julia, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, it was it's a very stimulating conversation, which is great to listen to different perspectives. I was just reflecting on, like, just in general, and I remember my MCC journey, and what I enjoyed the most after having arrived, so to speak, is the ability to be in the moment. Like whatever moment is here, whatever, and the purpose being transformation, like the shift that happened in that moment, I don't actually need to know later and go back to it and know what happened. It already happened in the client, and when they come in the next session, they're gonna come in their next moment. And I know this kind of coaching is not for any kind of client, but I personally find it most satisfying, most enjoyable. So.
Well, because you're saying, Julia, if I understand that what you experience in the moment is the important thing for you, and between the sessions, every new session basically is a different experience. It's not necessarily related to the previous one or what you remember from the previous session.
Yeah, and if the client wants to, I mean, I'll remember, and if the client wants to remember, it's their job, not mine. Unless they're asking for accountability, then, you know, I could jot that down. That wouldn't take much.
Interesting. So I'm hearing from you, Julian, I'm curious about that, that the responsibility to remember what happened in the last session and the follow-up is on the client. Did I understand that?
What I'm trying to say is, this is how I enjoy working the most. I don't get to work this way with every client, but this is like, you ask me how do I want to work most of the time, that would be how.
Interesting.
And whatever, you know, when we start and we set up the program and the goals for the overall engagement, that's written down. But, you know, I don't mind writing those down myself, or we can use AI to help document that. But then after that, it's whatever is in the moment.
Perhaps to touch on the active listening piece. listens actively. I'm sorry, are you? And not just you specifically, I mean,
yeah,
all of us, right? It's kind of related to presence, but a separate one. Can AI really help us with really deep listening to our clients? Or you think it's not really helping? What are your thoughts on that?
It depends, right? Because if I trust the AI will do it, then maybe I can be less present. And the opposite, that if I, it will allow me to be fully present. But for me, for example, if I, if I'm not writing through the something, I cannot listen very well. I can write words or something, right, to give me a clue. For me, I'm a very visual person, so I have to hold the pen. Doesn't matter if I'm writing or not, but something, two words I can write that will remind me some of the things that happened. So I don't know. I'm not sure about the active listening.
I don't know what is the name.
Laura, sorry.
Laura. I didn't change. In my opinion, helps you to improve, because sometimes you can think that you are really an active listener, but if you go back and read, I think that this will be one of the advantages. And also, when you, as Hortel, I need to write, but I need to write like, como un ancla, like a hook, in order to be present. But when I discover myself writing too much, I lose the eye contact. So I am visual, so I lose a lot of information, like energy information. And I think that is part of active listening. So I have discovered, but it's difficult. No, it's not really frequent. That maybe I was listening to me and not was listening the client.
Yeah.
So I think that this is one that, I will try it. Maybe I can improve in that way.
Yeah, definitely worth trying. And last but not least, Thierry?
Well, I took it because we do need to honor the time, and I thought I would get in right before we need to end. But I've discovered something, and I just need to know a quick answer. I turned on AI notes for the first time ever, and I'm comparing them to the captions that I have on Zoom, and the AI notes are much, much more accurate, and they are telling me who is speaking. How does it know that I'm speaking now? How does it know that Laura just finished speaking? So I'm completely puzzled, and this has changed my life.
wait.
Okay. So I wish to, if you have other questions, and Lamour is kind enough to receive them outside of this setting, is it okay to contact you? What would be the contact that you would like us to use? Do you want to put it in the chat, or?
You can put your LinkedIn, if you want.
Hortel has your contact. Okay, so check with Hortel. This has been phenomenal. I can see the heads moving, and I can even feel the vibrations of the confusion and the questioning and the opening of possibilities. And we thank you for this, Lamour, a whole lot.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Really interesting.
Thank you, Lamour,
for participating.
Yeah.
Thank you, Limon.
Thank you.
Todaraba. It's wonderful.
Todaraba. Todaraba. It was wonderful. Thank you very much.
And thank you.
Bye. Amazing.
Bye. Ciao.
Okay.
Bye.
Ciao. Bye. Au revoir. Sayonara. Everything.
Bye. Bye, Terry.